Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Test Football Academy, Jersey. That's our guy, Tony Rasiopi. He's the quarterback guru. Works with so many of them, including Kenny Pickett, the now Steelers quarterback. How's that sound, Tony? Starter for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pretty prestigious organization, huh?
Yeah, I mean it's surreal. It's unbelievable. It's we started working together 6 years ago, and I sat down with him and I was like, "What's your goals? You tell me your goals and I'll make a plan for you to follow." And he said, "I want to be a first round pick and I want to be an NFL starting quarterback for a long time." And I said, "Okay, well, this is what you need to do. Don't A, when you're with me, B, when you're kind of on your own, and C, what you're doing at Pittsburgh, and that kid followed it to a T. So I'm not surprised at all. Just knowing him as well as I know him and, knowing the way he's wired, how competitive he is, his work ethic, his ability to lead people, all the things that he is outside of a passer, I'm excited for him. He's worked a long time for this.
What did you see Sunday, and is it in an accurate sample size when a guy gets thrown into a relief role at halftime to really draw much from what Kenny did on Sunday?
Yeah, and I was there, which I never really get the games because I coach in the fall at the Hunt School in Princeton, which is, we're like a top 15 in the country program. So I never usually get the games, obviously, in the fall. So we had a cancellation, so I was able to get out there, which was, perfect timing, I guess. But I saw a lot of great things. I saw a quarterback that hasn't really taken a rep since the season started in practice. I think what you saw when he got in there was him. I think you saw his ability to process quickly, to see the field, to make quick decisions, and throw the ball accurately with anticipation, which he's always done. His ability to make plays with his feet, right? That one third and six or third and seven when things broke down, he got outside and got the first down and moved the chains. Both his touchdown runs. I mean, obviously the sneak was on the one, but that wasn't an easy one. That wasn't like, I got behind my line and just they kind of pile drived and I walked in the end zone there. I mean, he got hit three or four times and kind of bounced off guys and found a way to get in the end zone, just like the other, zone read one. Listen, even the interceptions. I mean, not that you ever want to turn the ball over, but he's going to find ways to get those playmakers the ball when there's matchups, whether it's a size thing, right, or, with 6'5 on.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Oh, is that a phone cutout? Is that a phone?
It is. You're not allowed to say good things about Claypool.
Oh, man. He was rolling. So Tony Rasiopi, Test Football Academy, we're going to grab him. Right. Have a question ready as soon as he comes back on, Dorn. You ready to fire?
I'm firing.
That did sound like a phone runs out of juice.
Sounded like
though.
Lamont Jordan on
yes,
Friday.
Yes, it did. Yep. Oh, man.
I hope not.
I hope it wasn't because, I think we got him. I think we got him back. Here we go. All right, Dorn, let's go. Dorn Dickerson, let's go. Fire away. We got Tony back.
Tony, we got you back here. So you were listing intangibles of Kenny Pickett, throughout the game, but let's go back 6 years ago until now. What do you think is Kenny's best characteristic or best trait? What makes him really great? Name one thing that you're like, all right, Kenny Pickett has it in this category.
I think his you know, as a lot of people say the word swagger, and I think that that's a lot of things. You know, I think there's you know, underlying, you know, using the word swagger, but underneath that, I would say you know, confidence. That would be, he's got an edge to him. There's poise, and I'll say this, guys, like, you know, his ability to, I mean, how many people could go into a game, right, with however many people that stadium holds, chanting your name with all the pressure in the world, not practicing once, you know, really in 4 weeks, right, that with the first team running plays against who you're going to play against, and just have a calmness to you and a poise to you, but at the same time bring some energy into the huddle. And I think that, I think his experience at Pittsburgh really prepared him. You know, I think early on in his career, I mean, you guys know, you live out there. Like, you know, there were some good games when he was, you know, younger, and there were some games that weren't great. And I think his ability kind of worked through that and, you know, kind of develop a thick skin, you know, develop, you know, a certain work ethic and a confidence within himself has only helped him, one. And two, obviously, with the success that he had last year, almost winning the Heisman, right, and going in the first round. So, like, a lot of times it goes both ways, right? You have to be able to handle a tremendous amount of success. A lot of guys can't handle that. And obviously on the flip side, how do you handle adversity? How do you handle, you know, a bad loss and you don't play well and, you know, everybody talks about you for a week and, you know, with social media, it just doesn't end. And, you know, so he has the ability to kind of handle both situations, which is going to happen, obviously, throughout his career.
Tony Rasioppi of Test Football Academy, quarterbacks coach from New Jersey, who's worked with Kenny Pickett closely over the last half dozen years with us on the Fan Morning Show. And, Tony, what struck me was the decisiveness.
Sure.
Is that something he came to you with? You helped him cultivate a little bit of both over the last 5-6 years?
I think that, you know, either you got it or you don't, I think, at that position. Right? I can take you and I can make you fundamentally better. I can teach you how to throw the ball better. I can add velocity and accuracy to you. I can teach you footwork. But you have to have the ability to see the field and process information quickly. And, I mean, look at the throw he made to Pat, right, where the one where he gets just absolutely smoked. And he puts it right on Pat and sees that field kind of open up because they ran a little bunch route, option route. You know, and get up smiling and saying a couple choice words, you know, to a defensive lineman, just knock them out, you know. So that's him, you know, it's bring it on. And you know, ultimate competitor, ultimate, you know, you're going to challenge me, let's go. And he's always been that way. So you know, to answer your question, you know, some things these guys are born with, other things it's kind of cultivated over time. And, you know, he was raised the right way. His dad was a hell of a player. His mom was a really good athlete. Their family's just a bunch of athletes all together. So, you know, it's kind of the perfect storm of him, the way he was raised, and obviously, you know, through this process, the things he's kind of learned over the years.
To that point, how do you expect that he takes a loss, and what does the extra week now to prepare and get those reps, do you think, do for Kenny?
Well, I think it's huge. I think that you know, if he got every rep in practice and played, you know, the NFL is hard enough for a rookie. You know, so the fact that he didn't get any and he got in there and did what he did, I mean, let's be honest, he was every pass he threw hit a Steelers receiver in the hands. And, you know, whether it was, you know, going 10 for 10 and obviously the two interceptions were throws that he gave those guys a chance. And, you know, bad break, bad bounce of the ball. And not that you ever want to turn the ball over again. It's not – he doesn't want to live in that world, and he knows that. But at the end of the day, he's going to give guys chances. And I think if you're a skilled guy and they got some really good ones that are young, you know, if he sees a matchup, he's going to find it and throw the ball. I mean, and he's a gunslinger, you know, as far as from a poise standpoint. I mean, I just see the fact that, you know, really what, his first throw gets intercepted, you know, and he comes right back and he – you know, checks the protection to a six-man slide protection, and he throws a back shoulder fade to George Pickens, and not much room on the sideline there because of where the ball was on the hash. You know, he just sticks it right on his back shoulder. I mean, that's a gutsy throw. You know, and that's just who he is. He's confident in who he is as a player and a person, and I think that's just going to kind of, you know, cultivate itself through their team, especially in the offense.
Didn't have George Pickens at Rowan when you were playing, did they, Tony?
I did not. I wish I had George Pickens, man. I went to training camp for 2 days, guys, and it was like a show. Like, I told Kenny after, I'm like, he's ridiculous. Like, it's almost too easy for him sometimes. So I wish I did. You know, I definitely wish I did.
Last thing before we let you go, got about 30 seconds left. Let's say that you're sitting in a room. It's Matt Canada. It's Mike Sullivan. It's offensive minds or whatever. Forget the moxie and the grit and stuff like that. What's one tangible thing that people would want to see that are offensive football minds between now and the rest of the season from Kenny Pickett that they would say they want to see growth-wise?
I would say decision-making, you know, understand the NFL game, the speed of the game, right? You know, what throws can I make with my arm talent? And I mean, he could make all the throws. I mean, that's the biggest thing with him. You know, if you want to – he's a passer, right? He's not a guy that gets back there and just throws the ball as hard as he can possible. I mean, he has a great feel of when to throw a touch, when to layer the ball over linebackers, when I got to get it up early to a deep guy, you know, a guy that's fast to the outside. He has that ability to judge trajectories and tempos, and that's what passers can do. And I think you're going to see the biggest growth just from a repetitious thing in practice. And when he gets out there, and I think the best thing about him is, listen, he's a starter this week in Buffalo, and in that crazy environment against Josh Allen, he's the kid, you know, bring it on, right? First home start might be against Tom Brady. Not too bad. But that's who he is, you know, and I think, you know, his physical ability is elite, but at the same time, how he's wired makes him special, if that makes sense. You know, like, he can make all the throws, and he's a good athlete, and he's tough, and all the things he can do physically, but what separates him is just his ability to see the field and just the way he's wired.
Tony Rasiopi, Test Football Academy. Tony, we thank you. We'll check in periodically if you don't mind. We appreciate it as always, man. And have a wonderful week.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me again. And hey, go Steelers.
There we go. There's Tony. Thanks, Tom. He worked with him for 6 years. Uh-huh. Private football coach and coaches. I saw Iowa's quarterback, a bunch of different quarterbacks, big time quarterbacks. Have leaned on Tony, and they're doing it right now and going to him for one-on-one kind of work. So that's absolutely great insight from him. Rooting for, rooting against, coming up in just a couple minutes. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, top of the hour. Good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.